News via remote, I'm Liz Palka. As cities and countries across the world continue to try to curb the spread of the novel coronavirus, the United States is approaching another stark reminder of how deadly the virus is. According to Johns Hopkins University, nearly 150,000 people have died from COVID-19 in the U.S. The U.S. leads the world in deaths from the coronavirus, which has seen more than 661,000 deaths overall. Despite the pandemic, a small group of pilgrims arrived in Mecca to begin the Hajj on Wednesday. Islam's holiest observances has been dramatically scaled back due to the threat of COVID-19. Normally, 2 million people from across the globe would make the once-in-a-lifetime journey to Islam's holiest site. But Saudi Arabia has barred all international travelers from entering the kingdom, limiting the number of travelers to just 1,000. They are made up of Saudi nationals and pre-selected foreign residents. Pilgrims were required to quarantine before their journey and will have to after as well. In Australia, authorities in the northeastern state of Queensland have announced that it will ban residents from the Greater Sydney area effective Saturday. The ban was imposed after two women tested positive for COVID-19 after returning to the state capital of Brisbane from a trip to Melbourne via Sydney and without going into self-isolation. Melbourne, the state capital of the southern state of Victoria, is halfway through a six-week lockdown due to the dramatic spike in new COVID-19 cases. Officials are rushing to control a sudden new outbreak of COVID-19 in Vietnam. The Southeast Asian nation previously reported one of the world's most successful control efforts earlier in the year. You can read more about it and the COVID-19 pandemic on voanews.com. This is VOA News. U.S. Attorney General William Barr